Alan, you're joining us live in your end. How does it feel, mate?
Honestly, it just feels amazing. I mean, I just can't believe it's actually happened.
Your emotion was so palpable up there. It was very inspiring to see someone show so much heartfelt dedication.
No, I mean, it has to come down to my campaign team. I mean, honestly, they've just been there for me from through thick and thin. And, like, right now, they were all emotional. I got all emotional, and it's just been an amazing roller coaster ride.
And what struck me from your campaign as well, it was extremely well organized. Knew what you wanted to do, you had a theme, you had a motif to run with. Was that down to your own organization, or did you have kind of campaign managers?
No, 100%. I mean, I'm going to be honest, like, we started the actual campaigning the day after Candidate Academy on the Sunday. I've always been told to run for it, and I was like, oh, I can't. And then my mates on Sunday, the day after Candidate Academy, were like, no, we're going to do it. And after that night, we were on it. And I've got to say to my campaign managers, both Richard Lucas and Abby Rose, they've been there the whole way to plan, organise absolutely everything. And the campaign has been amazing.
You've been extremely visible on campus as well. That's been great to see. Your manifesto, from the outset, you said you want to make sure they were achievable aims. That's, I think, a more and more growing reflection on the way the SU works. And it's good to get that awareness out to students. But I was wondering if I could get your thoughts on your opposition as well. Francis did run you pretty close to the end. Yeah. A lot of votes. Perhaps a slightly disappointing turnout for Cameron. A lot of people that we spoke to thought he was a very strong candidate. He had a lot of experience, but it seems like your message just struck home more with people.
Throughout all the candidates, I mean, Cameron, he knows I love him to bits. I mean, I've known him since first year, from the very beginning, president of Florence Booth, myself and himself as president of Nightingale, and we both, ever since, like, throughout the whole week, we've been saying, like, if I were to lose, I'd want to lose to you, and that's what Cam's taught me. Francis won, he did really well in terms of gaining the votes, and it's just been an incredible ride. And I've got to say to Joshua Chan and Rahul Jarju, Sooty Sweep, Sam Emmett, how amazing they have been as well, pushing me to do more lecture shout-outs, to be more visible, to be there towards the students, and it's worked.
And obviously, Ismail's still got a little while to go on his tenure, but if there's anything that you're eyeing up next year already that you can't wait to get started on, what would it be?
I mean, to be honest, it hits home personally. It's the Global Buddy Scheme. I want all international students to have this mentor. When they come from an international background and come to Nottingham, they'll have someone there for them, and I want to bring that up.
Do you think we're starting to set a trend? You know, we've always prided ourselves as an international university, and now we've had in succession two international students. Do you think that gives you a lot of hope to international students, but also to the home students as well?
I mean, 100%. I mean, our uni is a global uni. I mean, we have Ningbo campus, we have Malaysian campus, and we have the Nottingham campus. And obviously, having another international student as president, we can aim for more integration with international students, and that's what I'm hoping to create and what I'm hoping to do in my following year, in my next year. So,
Nick, any questions?
Alan, you said it was the best week of your life. Are you going to have the best night of your life tonight?
100%.
Congratulations, my
friend. Thank you very much.
Incredibly deserved. Well done. Yeah. And enjoy the night.
Cheers. Thank you very much, guys. Cheers.
Thank you, Alan.